QCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is in Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag-chew portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, and normally we'd go to Echolink after that, but I think Echolink is down. I try to log in through my phone and laptop, and it just says note not found. And on the logging software, after refreshing and not seeing anything, so maybe the Echolink's down. But after the pre-net check-ins, we will move to the RF section. The pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity, then W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, then W4FCM, that is Fred in Traveler's Rest, along with N4IEI Island Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, and then KI4LZI Andy in Table Rock. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KQ4NHB, that's Jerry and Anderson, then KI4LJG, that's Robert and Marietta. Next, we'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, and along with KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that's Patrick in Malden. And last for the pre-net check-ins is KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now we'll begin the RF section of the check-ins. And tonight being Monday night, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey for Easy and Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative nay tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
JKV. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson, in Greenville, right to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
Net control, the 4 Foxtrot Hotel in Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KC4EZN, that is Harry, in Candler, North Carolina. Sounding good tonight, Harry. Good to hear from you. And next up, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that is Nelson, in Greenville on the way to Spartanburg. So be careful out there on the roads. Next, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ, that is Gene in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, Gene. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move down the alphabet to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James from Furnace Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
JV, hope you and yours are doing well this evening. Please check in with Q4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Duncan. I hope you and your family have a good evening. Hope everybody on the net has a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
The 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And every Sunday night, Sid runs the net on Bearwalla Mountain there. The frequency is 146-640 with a tone of 91.5. He'd like to hear from you if you can get into that repeater. And at 7 o'clock, an hour before that, they start the slow scan. So if you're interested in slow scan TV, that's pretty something to check out. Okay, any other check-ins? India through Lima, I through L. Call KO4JKV. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go to Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Second, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JKV.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. Location is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. We'll be in and out tonight, Duncan. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO. 4DMW, that is Rick, along with their daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle. They're all down there in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4NUE, that is Chad, and he brings along his wife, Anna, KO4RYP, and they're down there in Campobello. And good to hear from you, Chad. Hope all is well. It's been a while since I heard you on the radio. Let's see. So hope y'all are doing well. Okay, let's see. Let's move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKV. You check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
KV, please check in. N4JRB, this is Jim over in Greer.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom in Greer. Sounding good tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. Then we'd like to welcome N4JRB, that is Jim in Greer, sounding good from Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I think we have that for that group. So we'll move to the end of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4JKV. Thank you for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic. No table.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That is Shane, mobile in Greenville. You might have that group all to yourself tonight, Shane. Be careful out on the roads there. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Excuse me, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy in southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Okay, let's move to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
JKV. You can please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, all on the net. And Duncan, I would like an informal with Nick. KQ4QHV, if he checks in, over.
For DOS, Gary, I got the KQ4, and what is the rest of his call? I don't think he's checked in yet.
QHV, Quebec Hotel Victor, over.
KQ4QHV, and I'll kind of scour the notes, and if he pops up, I'll put you in contact with him. So we'll go ahead and check you in, Gary. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. And then we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's our net control manager, Dave and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Then we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That's Dave in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Dave. And give me just a second here. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-minute net. And KI4DOS, Gary, I didn't see that your station's called in, but we'll try them at the end of the net here. Let's see. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-minute net, call KO4JKV.
For JKV, KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight. Thank you.
KQ4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KQ4AKE, that is Wayne in Simpsonville. And did I get your call sign right tonight, Wayne?
KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville. Thanks.
Wayne, thanks for checking in tonight with us, and you're sounding good. Okay, let's open it up to the big group. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
4, November Golf Uniform, W4 Never Give Up, Phil, northbound 85 to Boiling Springs.
4, JKV. Pat, or Duncan, it's good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. KK4, JPQ. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. KC4, MFK. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Four JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome W4NGU. Phil, northbound on 95 to Boylan Springs. Thanks for checking in tonight with us. Sounding good on the mobile. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, and he'd like to check in Donna KC. I'm going to have you down for some comments, and we'll be back to you in a little bit. Okay, any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, Robert, and Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. We'd like to welcome KQ4OAS. That is Robert in Piedmont. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, I guess that's about it for now. It's a little light right now with the pre-net check-ins. We're about 37. So maybe a lot of people stared at the eclipse without those special glasses. But we'll see. Maybe we'll pick it up here in a little bit. But before we get to you, Larry, I just want to give a shout-out to Gary, KI4DOS. Are you still listening, Gary?
KI4DOS.
I don't think your station called in yet. Do you want to just try to call for him now?
Thanks much. KQ4QHV. KQ4QHV. Nick, you around? KI4DOS. Back to you, KI4DOS.
DOS, this is KQ4JKV. Well, I guess he didn't check in, but at least we gave it a try. So hope you enjoy. Have a good evening. And 73. Okay, let's see. The only person we have on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. That is Larry and Greer. How's your weekend, Larry? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. KK4JBQ here. Well, it's been a fine day. I would say an excellent day, but we did get a little cloud cover for the celestial event that everyone got so excited about. This was my third, once in 79, I believe. I was in Richmond, Virginia. Once in 17, I was here. And we didn't have glasses to watch it, so we, as the sunlight goes through leaves, it was, I don't know, maybe it was August, it was later in the year then. And the sunlight, the dappled sunlight on the ground, every little point of light was a different crescent. I walked around fascinated by that. I'd heard that was possible, and it is just fascinating. You don't need glasses to look at, you know, light on the ground. Today, as I say, was not a total eclipse here, of course, and it was a little anticlimactical for me. But I just wanted to be sure to make it the three times that it occurred in my lifetime. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it was my second eclipse, and I saw the one, I think it was 2017, from the same location, right outside my work. So, yeah, the last one was more impressive because it was more total. But I saw it today. We had a lot of cloud cover, and about 20 minutes before, you could kind of see it getting darker and darker, kind of like a storm's coming in. And then right at the maximum, I glanced up real fast without glasses. The clouds kind of filtered a little bit. And then I just grabbed some sunglasses and kind of just kind of glanced at it real fast. And, yeah, it was pretty neat. Still impressive.
And, the power grid's still up and all that good stuff. But, other than that, let me let this drop for a second. I should have probably bought some of those glasses, because it would be kind of neat to be able to look at it a little longer, because I know you're not supposed to stare at it for obvious reasons. But, I don't know when the next one is, and, when they do come around, you never know what the weather's going to be like, right? Back to you.
Not count on the weather. Any time, any day, any month, any year, you can't count on it. It's constantly changing. But let's see, the rest of the day. Well, kind of moving on from the point of going outside to observe our celestial event today, I'd gone out with my sunglasses on. My optometrist taught me years ago that I should not go out into a sunlit day without putting sunglasses on. It is tough on your eyes when you do that. So my eyes are not all that grand anyhow, and that was his suggestion. I've followed it ever since. It's become a habit. So I had taken them off, or taken the shades off, to get a better look at the light on that I could see. And when I tried to put them back on, one side did not. They're magnetic. There's a little magnet in the glasses part, in the lens part, and another magnet on both sides, on the sunglasses. Real nice, real convenient. Magnetic sunglasses are the nuts. But it didn't catch on one side, and I thought, I tried it again. Didn't work. Again. So I gave them a close inspection, and it seems like one magnet was missing. Now, these are tiny little things. I don't know if anyone else out there has had these, or if you have an opportunity, they are awfully convenient for clipping on. The magnetic latch is, it's strong little magnets, and it's a sure thing. Unless one of the magnets is let loose of the lens side. And that is what happened. So I realized that it's either on the ground and gone, or it's clinging tightly to the other magnet. And when I took them off, it just took a magnet right out of my lenses. That's what had happened, so I had it. So I came back in and decided what I was going to do. I cleaned up the residue because glue does not stick to old glue. I'll say that again because it's something I've remembered and it served me for years. Glue does not stick to old glue. So I cleaned it up with a tiny little jeweler screwdriver, just a small blade, a straight blade for that matter, and they were just a nice fit. Cleaned up all that old glue, followed it with a little dab of alcohol on tissue, and put some cyanoacrylate, crazy glue type stuff, but really good crazy glue stuff. And inside about half an hour, I felt comfortable to use them again. So that was a bit of a surprise, but a quick fix. Anyhow, those are the mentionable things that occurred today. And perhaps at, 9:28? 29? Goodness. Well, we want to go at least until the
KBQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I know exactly those glasses you're talking about. I'm at the point where I need reading glasses all the time, and I need to get real glasses because I pretty much use my reading glasses like normal glasses. That's probably horrible for my eyes. But there's a store, like an outdoor store downtown called Mass General, I think,
and they had some really nice reading glasses with those magnets, and they're not cheap. I didn't get them, but those would be very, very handy, because, yeah, you just kind of take them apart and just let them hang, and you're good to go. So I might look into that. Let me let this drop for a second. About the glue, I was just thinking, I just got a shipment of glue in. I use that epoxy, the clear stuff, and the black and white, and you mix it into gray. And I use that all at least once a month on something. I'd say it's just as valuable as, of a tool as a hammer or a wrench, good glue like that. So, but yeah, that sounds good. And yeah, I'll keep talking here for a little bit. Saturday, a buddy of mine, he's a ham in Waynesville, he started to build antennas. So he wanted to test out this 20-meter dipole that he put together. So on Saturday, I met him up on the parkway around Mount Pisgah off a pull-off there. And we set up a table and chairs, and he bought a mask and all that stuff. And we set up the dipole and made contacts, and it was really good. The bands weren't all that great. We didn't try to do parks on the air, activate a park. We just made some contacts with some other parks. And then made a contact with Italy. That was pretty good. And I did, I made two contacts because it was his show. I didn't want to, steal the show. But I made a contact somewhere around here. Then also one in California on CW. So that was my fun weekend. So back to you.
I know a way to combine your story and the eclipse. When the moon stands squarely in the way of the sun, we get an eclipse. And it is at that point that the atmospheric changes, that the atmospheric properties change. Now for HF, that's going to, the F layer completely collapses. Don't know how long that takes, but this eclipse lasted for something over 4 minutes. I think that's plenty of time. And then it builds back up again. Just as soon as the sun is reaching the Earth again and reaching our ionosphere. Now, all of that makes sense to me, but I've observed something on the net tonight. The signal coming from the repeater is much clearer than it has been for a month or two. Lots of crackling and popping, and I think that's just the atmosphere, the conditions that none of us can do anything about. So, what a marvelous thing to observe just this other thing that happens during an eclipse. The layers, the ionospheric layers of the atmosphere collapse and then come right back again, this in the case of today, 4 minutes later, and maybe it just renews itself, rearranges itself during reformation. I don't know. Those kind of things just fascinate me. And the signal from the repeater is quiet, and it's a joy to listen to without all of the noise that I've experienced recently. What do you think about that? KK4, JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4, JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, that's really interesting. I didn't even think about that, but it would make sense that that would have an effect on things. I wonder if there's some sort of computer-generated model illustrating what happens when that when the eclipse comes into play and then wanes off of that. That's pretty neat. Yeah, but I didn't get on the radio much today, except now. Today was the only time I got on the radio. But you were right. The past month, the signal for me has been
pretty much a no-go. Today was really good. I get a little bit of pops and crackles even now, but I'm like 55 miles away from the repeater. There's a building in the way, so, but yeah, it's good. If it's like this forever, I'll take it. Back to you.
Well, take it forever, yes. Well, I live in a, I live in a cesspool of RF here. I'm surrounded by houses, quite close. I think the actual term for townhouse is adjoined buildings. You have your own separate building, it's your own separate home, but you share a wall. Or in the case of, that's the people on the ends, in the case of the people nearer the middle, they share two walls with other people. And of course those walls all contain wiring and other kinds of metal objects that might be in there, plumbing sometimes. Then there's the proximity of any noise-generating devices. Now, I'm not one to talk about lessening noisy devices. This house is full of devices, and I assume that most of them are generating RF. It's one way to make a product cheaper if it includes a switching power supply, and little wall wart type of things. That switching power supply, if it's not well filtered, and you know, you can save, if your production is 4 million of these things, and if you can save 3 cents on every one of them by leaving a filter capacitor out, it still works. It doesn't bother most people. Well, there you go. You saved a lot of money. You get some kind of reward from the boss by suggesting that, I guess. But truly, what it amounts to is there's a lot of RF here. That's why I called it a cesspool of RF. A lot of RF, and I just do the best I can with the home that I live in. I mean, I can't change what other people do and how it affects me, really. It used to be a different thing back in the day when everyone had a receiving antenna for television. Those are banned here, and I live in an HOA, so antennas are banned. And if you were a ham in a neighborhood years ago, it could be tricky. You could be interfering with someone's enjoyment of their television. I've read about that. That's long before I became a ham. I've only been a ham for maybe a dozen or so years. So this is all back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, like that, before television reception was over a cable or fiber or something like that. It's really kind of tragic, and I've read a lot about hams who lived through that era, and it just made a lot of sense. You don't want to interfere with other people. So you took whatever measures that were available to you to reduce the interference or to blanket out altogether. So this week I suggested that these wall warts, I don't know if you were listening at the time, but these wall warts do consume power if they're plugged in to the wall outlet. Now, they don't have to be plugged into a device. They're still doing something. You can tell this by the fact that just take one that has been left unplugged from the device it's intended for. But the wall wart's plugged into the outlet. Let it be there for half an hour. Go back and just feel the outside cover of the thing. It's warm. Well, there's a reason for that. There's some kind of power being consumed, but not the full boat, you might say. Well, we've got lots of those things in the house. I've easily 20 of those wall warts plugged in here and there. And it's using up a minute amount of power. Well, that's me. How about the other several hundred million people in the United States? Our grid is under a great deal of strain, and I understand that it might get worse. We might go to rolling blackouts or brownouts or whatever, you know. It's just something we're all going to have to contend with going forward. KK4JVQ.
JVQ, this is KU4. KU4JKV. Yep, I got a similar problem with wall wart. They do cause some RF for sure. Give me just a second, Larry. I forgot to do a formal part of the net, which just passed me over. I'm going to let everybody on the net know that you can secure your stations now, because we're now in the rag tube portion. I want to thank everybody for checking in. And we're here every night at 9 p.m., so you can secure your stations. And I'm going to get back to Larry, KK4JBQ. This is KU4JKV. And, when I have my RF my HF radio, and I'm transmitting, sometimes my keyboard on my computer stops working. And it's directly related, because it's happened about 20 times. And my keyboard is not Bluetooth or anything. It's just wired straight into the computer. But it does something, sends some commands where I have to restart the whole computer just to log something. So that's kind of interesting. And, I have a lot of RF where I am at. And I can tell, because when I went on the parkway Saturday, that noise floor is so low, it just makes me want to build a cabin out in the woods. And so just for that reason alone. But that's awesome. And also, I'll send it back to you, Larry.
RF around a computer will do some, it'll do some stuff that you just didn't imagine it was capable of doing. It can type letters on the keyboard too. If you have it, you know, if you've got a document open and you were typing using the keyboard and you got called to the radio and you've been in QSO for 3 or 4 minutes. You come back and there are letters there that you didn't type. I can attest to this. But I'll tell you what the cure is. Get one of those little RF chokes that you can put around. They're both half crescents, you know, or they're both crescents. And it's hinged at the bottom. And it latches closed when you put it around the wire. Now, you can put it anywhere in the wire, but near the keyboard is probably optimal. Put an RF choke in there. Those things are not terribly expensive, but it just nails it right there. Takes care of that right away, and you won't have a problem of having to reboot your computer again. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That is a great idea, and I don't know why I didn't think about that. And that is definitely going to happen before the end of the week. And, I've had similar situations in a text field. Yeah, letters will start going across, and it just won't stop. And it's definitely radio related. That's pretty neat. But, that's some good advice. Let's see. That's about all I had for the weekend. Anything else?
Into the three quarters of an hour. Yeah, just about three quarters of an hour past starting time. So I challenge the second shift to come in here and fill up your log. Duncan, thank you for calling the net for us tonight, bringing us all together. It's a service you do to each of us. Thank you. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back over to you. 7-3.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, it's always good to chat with you, Larry, and look forward to the next one. Hopefully we do have a big wave coming in, because right now we're at about 37, so it's a little light. Everyone's kind of woozy from the eclipse, perhaps, but 7-3, and we'll see you next time. Let's see, if there are any late check-ins, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I want to see if there's a station out there that maybe didn't get to check in, and someone was trying to get a hold of you. So I'm looking for Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. Nick, if you're out there, call KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV or net control. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, tomorrow night, your net control operator will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he appreciates your patronage. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.